kind of seems like the normal thing to do, but having campaigns with this election, I'm noticing a lot of people just don't care. Well, we don't know for sure. When we give people pamphlets, we don't know if they actually go, but I've walked about four people to the event booth and they've actually gone in and voted. And I think those four people all put Nick first, and I did that in maybe like 2 hours. I got four people to come, which is not many.
Yes.
I went up to maybe 30 people and four people voted, so yeah, not many, but we're trying our best, so anyway.
Yes, it's hard work.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't be sure. I haven't been keeping count, and you can't really tell whether people actually vote once you get them over the line. I've probably got a dozen people to the line, maybe 12 or so people, but it's not
12.
12 or so. Yeah, around 12 maybe. But,
so how long have you stayed here?
I've only been out for a couple of hours.
Couple of hours.
Yeah. I'd like more people to be involved in it, but it's just difficult. Lots of people don't like student politics. They find it annoying. They find the campaigners really annoying. They've got places to be. They've got people to see. They don't want to spend the time stuck in the voting booth voting as bad any other time, to be honest. I think this is probably the most reasonable time you can do it to allow candidates to kind of get ready to run and have a decent sort of campaign. I don't think doing it earlier would benefit the new students, and I don't think doing it later would benefit any student, because then you're hitting exams and things.
For me, the campaign process was just... So I was just doing walk and talk, so I would be around campus talking to people, handing out flyers, or... that was mainly my role, so I would be one of those people who'd annoy people, like going looking up and down. So my job was to talk to them about Ellie's policies and how the voting worked, because not a lot of people know where the voting is or how it works. So I basically had two roles. I explained how the voting worked, so what the USU was about, what the election was about, and then I talked about Ellie's specific policies and like answered their questions. Compared to other people, I don't think it was that bad, but I had people swear at me, and also I saw myself and other campaigners had people be really rude to us, like really rude in general. Lots of you know, like rude remarks or like, I think people with our role as campaigners, people don't want to be talked to. Maybe they have a, you know, like a class to go to, and so they feel annoyed. A lot of people here don't care about the election, even though it's really important for the uni. People don't care about it and they don't want to hear about it. So when you come up to them and say, hey, do you have some time to talk about the election? They get really angry. Yeah. It's no excuse for them being rude, but yeah, so a lot of people just don't, they prefer not to hear about it. Like they just want to do this and walk away. And not a lot of students go to the events anyway, like Q&A and soapbox. Not many people show up. Yeah.
So you were also there?
Yeah, I was there for that, but, you know, most students don't go, because not a lot of students actually care about
the election.
Yeah, they don't care, so no one really showed up, I guess. Some people, but compared to everybody,
yeah,
it's a small amount.
Yeah.
In voting, I was really sad about that actually, because the elections are really important for our uni, and I don't think people realise how important they are. Like the budget for the USU, the amount of money they have is so big, there's so much money, and if you think about it, you know, students are choosing to just let random people, you know, do what they want with that money. And that's really scary. It's scary that people don't vote and people don't think about it, because that means that our uni is just left to whoever. Like, we don't get to choose, like, what's happening. And it'd be nice if more people decided to vote and actually decide on who they want to lead the USU, and because it has that much money and that much influence, so.
There's only really, people make Facebook pages and they post their policies online, but there's no debating, there's no, speaking to the public, nothing like that. It's all online. If you don't know that it's happening, or you don't have friends that are involved, it's really hard to learn about this kind of stuff. Most people don't even know what the USU does. They just think, oh, that runs the cafes and the clubs, but they have so much money. So, like, there's so much things that they can do. Yeah, it's really important, and people need to get more into it, I think.
I think mainly a lot of students don't have information about the university. I went to the Australian National University before in Canberra, so this is my second uni. And compared to there, the student body here, so all the students are very, how do I put it, like, fractured. Like, they're there's different campuses. There's people, like, living off campus and on campus. So overall, the students don't actually get that much information about the uni, and there's not a sense of community. So we don't have as many community spaces where all students can come. We don't interact online as much, like on Facebook or like WeChat, or like, there's no big spaces for everybody, so we don't actually get information that way, which was something that I often experienced at ANU. When there'd be an election, everyone would start posting about it on student groups, and everyone would discuss things, and that way everyone learned about the election and how important it was. But we don't have the same thing here, so students just don't know. And
I think the debating is a really good idea, even just having public forums, maybe on the law lawns a week before voting, where every candidate gets to speak for 10 minutes about their policy. And so people can, if they're just walking around uni, they can hear what the policies are happening.